Message number 951. My church was built upon the truth, and nothing but the truth should spill from her lips. Sunday, October 27, 2013 at 23:30. My dearly beloved daughter, when my church is applauded openly by a proud and secular world, know then that the two separate entities are close to joining as one. When my church embraces the secular world, becomes politically motivated by it, and seeks recognition in the world of politics and business, know then that I would never condone such action. My church was built upon my word. My church was built upon the truth, and nothing but the truth should spill from her lips. When my church speaks with my authority against sin, it will always suffer criticism, for man will always defend sin. Sin makes his life more acceptable to him and others, and he will make every effort to declare hell to be nonsense. When my church speaks only of this world, its woes, its problems, the suffering of man, and does not preach the word of God, it separates itself from me. Only those within the church who remain loyal to what I taught them can truly say that they belong to my church. My church consists only of those who speak the truth. When those within my church dismiss me, Jesus Christ, then the spirit of evil has entered its domain. I am being squeezed out of my church. I am no longer revered as I once was. My own words are no longer used to declare the truth. They are being twisted to condone words, deeds, and actions which do not come from me, nor will they ever come from me. My word can never be changed, and any man who takes my word and defiles it will suffer eternal punishment. Your Jesus.